Hello, my friends, and welcome to an episode where I will tell you about a book that I have just read and that I was quite skeptical about in the beginning. A friend recommended this book to me, but it turned out to completely change the way I talk to myself, talk to other people. And actually, the way that it changed the way I talk to other people changed the way that I vibe with people and work with people. So I'm going to share what I learned from the book and hopefully leave you with some suggestions and ideas and a little challenge that hopefully you can embody and test, and maybe it can change your life too. What I love the most about this book is that it's kind of not really a book directly on communication or how to lead oneself or lead others. It's actually a book on improvisation. Yes, like stand-up acting improvisation. Now, I have never, ever done improv, and I probably never will. But like I said, I was recommended this book, and it carries one incredible idea that I implemented, and again, like I said, it has changed how I speak to myself and to others. The book is called Yes And, written by Kelly Leonard and Tom Yorton. I think that's how his name is pronounced. Actually, it's called Yes And, How Improvisation Reverses No But Thinking and Improves Creativity and Collaboration. To quickly let you in on what the book is about, I pulled a quote from the book that I think sums it up pretty well. It goes like this. The heart of improv is to create something out of nothing. Yes And is about affirming an idea and building onto that idea with one of their own ideas. They, being the actors, have only one responsibility, which is to affirm and add. It's about building on and opening possibilities, not about shutting down possibilities. Now, this quote is, like I said, about improv, but I'm going to explain how this applies to everything else in life as well. Wow, I feel like I'm talking this up so much. I hope I can live up to it. Okay, so let's start with how this book changed how I talk to myself. I am very critical of myself, and I do have a feeling that most of you guys are very similar to me. I have high standards on myself and on other people. I am my own worst critic and toughest coach. There is no negative thought or thing you can say about me that I have not already thought. I am my biggest, harshest teacher ever. Whenever I stand in front of a decision, or I was trying to like discuss with myself or talk to myself about something, I always used to say, kind of, yes, but, sure, but, yeah, but I am not skilled enough. I am not good enough. Yes, but I am just not pretty enough. Yeah, but I am not popular enough. Yeah, but I don't have the contact. Yeah, but I don't have the resources. Yeah, that would be cool, but I don't have the energy. Yeah, I would love that, but remember what happened last time. Yeah, that would be fun, but things don't ever go that way for you. But. What happens the second you say but? You interrupt the flow of the yes. It's basically saying a no. And the premise of this book is, imagine switching that but out to and. Yes, and. So what happens then is, I would say to myself, yes, and this has been challenging before, so I'm going to have to be real smart about the plan going forward. Or instead of saying, yeah, that would be fun, but you don't have the contact, Charlotte, I would say, yes. And since you don't have those resources, you're going to have to put in some extra research. Or, yes, and since it feels a bit overwhelming right now, you can ask for help or take your time. Or instead of saying, yeah, I would have loved that, but you failed, I can say, you did the best you could last time, and this time we will make it better. See that difference? It's literally just switching out one single word, but it's changing the whole vibe. It went from highlighting the obstacles and negatives to focusing on the ways around them. But indicates an argument. You're saying, not really. You're saying, I do not agree. And indicates that you're building upon something. You're adding another angle, another twist, another thought. Instead of cutting down your own or someone else's idea or sentence or thought with but, you can add to it and invite them or yourself to see things from a new angle by using and. So this also changed the way I talk to my people, both in a work environment, but also in my personal friendships. So for example, with my close friends, let's take a stupid example. Like, let's say that someone is suggesting that we do something together and I actually don't really feel like it. Like, they say that they want to go to a restaurant that is on the other side of the city. I can cut them down and say, yeah, but it's like 50 minutes to get there and it's pretty pricey and I'm tired. Or I can say, yeah, cool. And since it's quite far away, we can also consider restaurant X or Y or Z. If someone says, and this actually happened lately, if someone would say, you never call me anymore, you never have time for me, what I actually said to them was, yeah, but you never call me either, which was so stupid. And instead, I could have said, yes, that's true. And I love that you're so supportive now that I'm in a really busy season of my life. Or something like, yeah, I know that's true. And I hate that we have lost contact. And it seems like you're also very busy since you also don't call very often. Like, even if I would, it's actually saying the same thing, but it's just, it makes everything nicer and kinder and more positive. It's like, I am blocking out all negativity from my language and I'm focusing only on the possibilities and ways around them. It is it's like an invitation to creating new ideas compared to cutting them down. And maybe most importantly, it makes everyone feel heard and respected compared to wronged or rejected or cut down. Now, you don't always have to say like the actual words, yes, and. The idea is just to not cut anything down, but to always build on it, to add, to not leave anybody feeling rejected, but supported. Another example from this book is two actors improvising. One of them is saying, as an improvisational sentence to sort of start a conversation on the spot. And he's saying, wow, I have never seen so many stars in the sky. Now, if the second actor ignores this yes and strategy, he might respond saying something like, I can't see a single star. It's broad daylight. In this case, the scene stops. The conversation is over. Now, the first actor must figure out, a way to make the scene interesting again. He needs to start a completely different conversation with a new topic. Instead, the second actor could have chosen to agree with the first actor and build upon it. For example, saying, "Yeah, and isn't it interesting how those three stars look like a flower," or whatever. You see the point? So I wanna take this into an example from my real life lately. I was actually, and I wanna share this example because I actually used this strategy consciously when this happened. I was in a meeting lately with a really, really smart group of people. Actually, a group of people who might be working with me on my new book. Yes, it's happening. Anyway, they came with a suggestion for the cover design for this new book. And honestly, I didn't really like it. I didn't really like this cover design. It was just so far off from me, like who I am and what I like and my style. But I could tell that they had spent a lot of time developing this idea. So my first inclination, because I was kind of frustrated and a little bit stressed, I was really close to going with what I usually say, which would have been something like, yeah, but this is really not my style. It's also kind of outdated and corny, and I've seen it before. Like, that was what I was thinking in my head. But instead, I was right in the middle of reading this book, and I remembered it. And actually what I instead said was, "Oh, cool, yes. And since I actually also really like this other idea here and this idea here and this style here, and I like those elements here, maybe we can incorporate these things here and create a couple of different variations." You know, this team, they were, when I said that, they were like, "Oh, cool, yeah, we love that. Let's do that for sure." Like, I added to what they had already done. I didn't reject their idea. I didn't cut it down. I didn't say, "I hate what you guys did." I just added to the creativity. I said, "Awesome, we're building something here. You created something. I also have some ideas. Let's keep creating." I walked out of that meeting understanding that I actually had saved this working relationship, because I think if I would have cut their creative idea down, I would have just ruined the energy. I would have ruined the vibe. And I think that this happens a lot in working relationships, especially in creative contexts. And obviously I'm an artist, so I'm in a lot of those creative meetings or creative sessions. Like I said before, this book is actually, you know, it is about improvisation, which is artistic, I would say. But the beautiful thing is that I learned from this book, that when actors on stage are improvising, they have to support each other. They have to carefully listen to what the other person is saying and then build upon each other's ideas and sentences. They just cannot cut anything down, because then they're ruining the improvisation scene. They have to build on them. And that's how we should always approach conversations. Like, imagine how much more nurturing and exciting conversations and sessions and talks, even with ourselves, we can have if we learn to never cut things down, but to just build on them. You know, as an artist, and I know that I also have a lot of artists in all kinds of fields, like creative people listening to this, I know the importance of not killing ideas. Even when I am just, let's say, writing music, songwriting with myself on my own, if I sat down to write and kept saying to myself, "But that doesn't make sense, that's a lame idea, no, that's been said before," I would never create anything. Art must be supported and nurtured. It's like a young baby, and you need to give it encouraging words. "Yes, and let's see if we can say it in another way." "Yeah, and maybe we can slightly change the chord progression." "Yes, and let's work a bit more on the lyrics." If I'm in a writing session with another artist or producer and they constantly cut down my ideas, I would leave. Like, you cannot suffocate creativity. It needs to be let free. Instead, the people I work with, they need to say, yes, and what else can we try? Let's say that they didn't like an idea that I threw out. They can say, cool, yes, let's keep trying. You know, that's how you nurture creativity. Okay, last example. To make it a bit more like in your personal life. Let's say that you're fighting with your partner, your boyfriend or girlfriend, about something stupid, like you usually do. let's say that you are you're fighting about who's gonna do the dishes, like old people. The other person says, I do the dishes every night and I'm tired and I wish I could do them a bit more often. This is such a stupid fight, but I totally have been in them. Maybe even started them. Okay, so you could say to that, yeah, but I do this and this and that instead, so suck it up. Or you can say, I know, and I am so grateful that you're doing the dishes, and I will do all these other things to make up for it. Or something like, yes, it's true, and I acknowledge you for that, and I will thank you a bit more often. Or say, yes, it's true, and you do them so well, so keep doing it. Whatever. It's just a different vibe, you know? It just changes everything. So, here is a small, simple challenge for you this week, or the next 7 days, depending on when you're listening to this. Try to expel the word but from your language and replace it with and. And see what happens. When you talk to yourself, when you talk to your friends, to your family, to your partner, to your colleagues, see what happens. Thank you for listening. I hope it works. Please let me know what you are experiencing. If it's changing anything for you, if it's helping you, share your story with me. I would love to hear it. All right, have a good day, everyone. I love you. Bye-bye.